I love talking about this. Euchre the documentary is just crushing it. It's a fantastic film. It's our film, and it is just knocking it out of the ballpark. And there's some cool new news about the movie. Barry Palterman, producer of Euchre the documentary, Mark Cass, chief operating officer for Team Lammy, helped make all this happen in Southeast Wisconsin, both with us in the studio. Good to see you guys.
It's always good to be here, John. You know that.
Good to see you, John.
Barry, good to see you, too. This is really, really exciting stuff. I want to start, before you tell us the news about what's going to happen next with the documentary. I mean, there are big movies out right now. Spider-Man's out. The Odyssey is out. How has Euchre done against that competition here in Southeast Wisconsin? How's Euchre doing in our theaters?
In most theaters that it's running in Marcus Theaters right now, exclusively this week, we're number 3 or 4 in most theaters, which is amazing because we are not defeating Spider-Man. I hate to say Euchre is not defeating Spider-Man, but he is coming in 3rd after The Odyssey and Spider-Man, which is kind of phenomenal for a documentary. It's unheard of, really.
Well, and with people going on out and they look at everything, they can see Euchre even when they're trying to get their tickets. So that's super cool. Have you snuck in while maybe going to some of the other movies just to see the audience reactions?
Well, we've done Q&As in quite a bit of theaters, so we've just been showing up, talking to people, selling merch. You can buy merch, Euchre merch. We've just been showing up and saying hi and doing Q&As with audiences. We've been doing events at baseball teams, a lot of Northwoods teams, a lot of minor league teams. You know, we were at the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers last week, and we're going to the Blight Sky Carp this weekend.
Oh, fun.
We're just out there meeting baseball fans and watching the movie with them. So, yeah, I've snuck in the back and watched it, and it is really, really fun because the movie's an emotional roller coaster. It's very, very funny, but it's also, you know, it's pretty touching as well and inspirational. And so just, you know, I can't help but sort of look around a little bit and see how people are reacting to it. It's been really great.
I mean, it's been pretty cool, John. You were there for the opening night, and just to see people react, they're laughing. And they're cheering, but there's also crying. There are tears to this thing, which I find interesting. And it's also interesting to kind of read the reviews online just from the average person saying how much it impacted them, how they were with him throughout the years and now to see this and to kind of learn more about him. I mean, I think, you know, he was large in life. I think he's even larger now, which is interesting because we all kind of took him for granted, right? He was always there. He was always on the radio. But now just to learn more about him, I think it's been an amazing reaction to the movie.
Mark, I know you'll do anything to get out of work for the day.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
How many times have you seen this documentary?
Well, it's interesting because I was able to see it early because it's obviously a draft of it and then kind of throughout the process. And now it is amazing. I mean, to me, again, I grew up on Euchre. I mean, I'm old enough that when he started, I was, well, you know, kind of John and I are close to each other in age. But so, I mean, I've listened to Euchre his whole life, but I learned so much in this movie about his childhood, about his military career, about his St. Louis Cardinals time when he was with the Cardinals and was in the World Series, yet he didn't play. I'm not going to explain why because I don't want to ruin the movie.
Yeah.
But there's a really
and
cool.
And he told us last time.
I did. That's right. Shoot. All right. No, never mind. But there's a lot of cool things in this movie that I didn't know about Euchre, which is, I mean, to me, that's why you go see this movie. He's somebody we all thought we knew, but to learn more about a hero, I think is really important.
Barry, you want us to talk about your shirt?
Oh, no, I was just saying the tuba. So the tuba is on the shirt.
That's the secret that Mark wasn't saying is the tuba plays
a big role in this movie. So
Barry, how do you explain the documentary to somebody who hasn't seen it and is on the fence? Like, I'm not a big baseball person. What makes the documentary so special?
So here's a secret I haven't told any other interviewers so far. Ooh. I'm not a huge baseball fan. I've always been a Brewer fan because I've lived here for most of my life, but it's not, I'm a Packer fan. I'm a football fan first. But Bob Euchre transcended being a baseball fan. And when the guys wanted to make this film, I was, hey, this is great. I think Bob Euchre's a great story. I'm really interested in him, even though I'd go see a couple Brewers games each year. But, you know, this movie made me a baseball fan. I just love the history, the passion of the way he, you know, this is a baseball film and about why baseball is transcended and means something so much more to people than just that game that's played during those, you know, 9 innings.
So Lane Grindle, he's our Brewers play-by-play broadcaster. He's joins us every Monday and we asked him about it because John watched the movie and he was in it a lot.
He's incredible in it.
Yeah. He does a great job.
Lane said that it felt like every time he gets to see the movie, it's like spending 90 minutes with my friend.
Yeah.
What is that like to hear that, you know, as a producer?
You know, it's It's kind of amazing. I think I'm more like showing it to Bob's family the first time was very, very intense for us because we were really nervous about how they might react to it. And it was a 2-hour cut with a lot of stuff that's not even in the film now. And, you know, it's, you feel a sense of responsibility, and to see people who are close to him and who really love Bob to love the film and to say, you guys did a good job. Bob's granddaughter came up to us after the screening and said to the director and said, thank you so much for this film, for this gift. You know, so it's things like that where you go, okay, that makes you feel really good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, Mark. So yes. It's opening at more theaters across the state. It's done really well here. Well,
even more important, it's been extended for another week in almost all the Marcus theaters. Fantastic. So now, that's 3 weeks, which I think is incredible when you think about it. I mean, again, it's an independent film. This is not a Spider-Man. It's not an Odyssey. This is an independent film. Now, you know, we'll be in Marcus theaters 3 weeks, and now it's going on a statewide tour, 20 theaters. So, throughout the state this week, and you can see it in 35 theaters.
Wow.
35 theaters. How many other movies are in all those theaters this weekend? So it's a statewide tour. It's going to be in Rhinelander. It's going to be in Eau Claire. It's going to be here in Milwaukee. It's going to be at a drive-in. In Franklin, you can see this movie, and you can see the movie Major League. Think about that. You can see Major League first, and then
it's playing at the Getz Skyview Drive-In is playing it as a double feature with Spider-Man this weekend.
Wow!
So you can see Spider-Man, which is just this other movie that's making a lot of money. I mean, to me, that's why this movie's become so big in Wisconsin, is because it's everywhere now, and everybody can see it. He was all of ours, and now a chance to really kind of be there to kind of highlight him.
It's not going to be out there forever. So get out there this weekend. Buy your tickets. Get it, because it might be here another couple of weeks, but do it now. Get your family out to the theater. That's the best way you can guarantee to see it. It's absolutely incredible. Can I ask you about the trade deadline? Take on it?
Of course.
You're a big Brewers guy.
I am.
I just read that ESPN said the Brewers were the biggest losers at the trade deadline, and they really panned what the Brewers did.
I read that.
What's your reaction to what the Brewers did or did not do at the trade deadline?
I will agree on the Scooble trade. I mean, to me, that was a big deal. But I'll say this. I trust Matt Arnold. Matt Arnold has a history. If you watch what he's done with these pitchers he's gotten who are average in other places, I mean, they come here and they perform well, right? So, yeah, I trust Matt. We know Matt. Luckily, he plays because we all play. We play pickleball with Matt, and I just trust him. I think he's done a great job in Milwaukee, and also Murphy. He's won the Manager of the Year award now twice in a row. That's an amazing accomplishment. So while I'll agree I wasn't overwhelmed here, let's let this thing kind of happen over the next few months. Let's see what happens. Let's trust the process and see how it goes. That's what I would say.
Yeah, he's a better GM than pickleball player.
He's a much better. He's not a great pickleball. He's kind of like you. He's on the lower end of the scale.
Yeah, but he's also like me. He's nice and a good sport, unlike you. So,
But, you know, Pat Murphy did say that this was a distraction in a locker room.
It is.
And he was extremely annoyed.
Well, think about the hater trade.
The vibes.
That came up. Remember that? The hater trade happened a couple years ago, and the team went way down afterwards. So this stuff has an impact on the team. There's no doubt. I want to see how that plays out. But again, they have talent. They have a lot of talent in the team. And we still have Miz, who I hear is pretty good.
In the Yuki
documentary, does he talk about the pain of being traded at all?
Yuki talks about the pain. He kind of has a lot of fun with it, in that, you know, he's how all the teams are happy he's gone. But I think he does talk about that and talks about what it means.
Like always, Bob turns everything into a joke.
Right.
But if you really listen between the lines, he's joking about something that
that hurt him. He left Milwaukee, but I'm not sure if he wanted to leave Milwaukee.
So maybe that's why he stayed and didn't go, you know, and be an announcer at the Yankees or something.
Right. Well, he does talk about the loyalty here. And you know, obviously there is some talk about this, about the offer from the Yankees to try and get him to move there, and how he felt loyalty here, and how Seeley was mad about the offer. I mean, again, stuff that I didn't know before.
They wanted him bad.
They wanted him in New York, but he wouldn't do it. He stayed in Milwaukee. He was loyal to the Brewers. I mean, even to the end, he never had a contract. He just had a handshake agreement with Atanasio, which I think is amazing, considering his level and what he could make. All they had was a handshake agreement.
Yeah. How surprised are you, Barry, at how well this is done? I know you put together a really good product, but this is pretty phenomenal.
First of all, Marcus was so excited about it initially that they looked at it and said, we'll do 12 theaters. Then they raised it to 14. Then they raised it to 17. I assume that's because they were getting people were excited about it. The Oriental sold out two screenings. They had never had that happen before for the film festival, where they had the main theater and then they had to add a theater. They would have added a third theater if the bratwurst hadn't the sort of running bratwurst guys in their outfits. They were staging in the next theater, so they couldn't fit any more
people. Don't want to get in the way of those sausages.
No. Yeah, that's like an icon here.
You know, so you start getting, and then we started booking theaters. I mean, you know, we were imagining we'd book 10 theaters and we booked, what are we up to, 30 or 40 additional theaters right now just in Wisconsin. We're getting inquiries from all over the country and we're not booking them. We're just doing Wisconsin.
Will you book them?
Eventually. We really want the state to celebrate Bob.
I mean, it's all about Wisconsin first. Right, and I think one of the things you haven't talked about, John, is this kind of statewide tour is actually the sponsor through Miller Lite. So think about that. He was in all the commercials and what that means. And there will be beer, I hear, at a few of these. So just think about that. That's classic euchre.
Barry Palterman, producer of Uke the Documentary, Mark Cass, the COO of Team Lammy, the guy in charge of the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. This is such great stuff for our community. Check it out. Take your family. Make sure you get into a theater. I would do it this week. Thanks, gentlemen. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Always good to be here, John.